Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, August 30th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We'd like to start off today by thanking Sonia, Patriot Jim, Michael Langston, who compiled the MP3 of the George Norrie, Eric Huffschmidt thing from Coast to Coast AM, and all of the other people that are sending us heartfelt emails.
Like Anthony and T.S.
Right. These are people that don't want to be boxed in anymore by this confinement alternative media. They realize that their lives are worth fighting for, that this country is worth fighting for, and there's so many people we could thank, so this goes out to everybody there that's tuning in every day. We appreciate you being here.
Very much.
Right. Now, we also received a CD from someone named Rob Moatoza. It's called Speak Out. His website can be found at
www.robmoatoza.com. That's R-O-B-M-O-I-T-O-Z-A.com. And it's an excellent CD. We love it.
Yeah. Lisa compiled a photo gallery for a song called Chicken Hawk. It's going to play at the end of this show. You have to tune in for that. And also, before we get going, we got a report yesterday from someone who attended the 9/11 seminar out in Chicago last week. He said that the first speaker was named William Rodriguez. He's a custodian that was the last person out of the World Trade Center towers. He was saving people's lives. And he was talking about all of this explosions that occurred from the basement of the towers before the towers fell. Very, very effective. This person said that literally everyone in the room had tears coming out of their eyes after they heard his speech.
And we thank Mr. Rodriguez for getting out there and speaking out. Also speaking at that event was Christopher Bolin. He's a correspondent, investigative reporter with the American Free Press. He's done extensive research into 9/11 and the World Trade Center collapses. We heard his speech was also very effective, and we thank him as well.
Right. Thirdly was Dave Von Kleist. He's done a video in plain sight, and he started off talking about the controlled demolition. Our reporter said that everything went very smooth. The crowd was very receptive to this. Then he started delving into the pods. And he says that's when he lost the crowd. He could see they were getting uncomfortable with this stuff. And this confirms what we've been saying here on Wing TV. The crux issue
it's not even the,
is
that
controlled
they were
demolition.
Uncomfortable. They didn't buy it.
Yeah,
they didn't buy the pod theory. And then that was followed up, I guess, by Commander Pod, yeah. Phil Jahan, who decided he was going to do his presentation on the passenger list oddities regarding 9/11. Only the problem is Phil Jahan has no clue about the passenger list oddities. He had to ask me three separate times in the past to explain it to him.
Yeah.
This was an article written by Vincent Sammartino exclusively for Wing TV regarding Flight 93 and the passenger list oddities and the Social Security Master Index with the deaths on those flights. And Phil Jahan has no comprehension of this material, so he couldn't respond to questions from the audience about it, and so naturally he bombed.
Yeah, our reporter said that this went over very, very negatively. The crowd didn't buy it. They were asking him questions to substantiate this. He couldn't do it, and I guess he just dropped a big egg. So the next time anyone organizes anything, keep Commander Pod off the list because he's basically an embarrassment. Then finally, I guess Dave Von Kleist went up there and he said that, you know, this movement accepts everybody in it, even Jews, and he said even Wiccans, which is witches. And I guess the crowd didn't take very well to that
either.
First of all,
that's totally an unnecessary comment to
make.
Right,
exactly.
I mean, why can't you focus on 9/11 and the things that we can disprove instead of wandering off into Wiccans and Jews and pods
and so forth. So anyway, we thank the reporter for that. Hopefully he'll write some kind of article. We'll post it on a Wing TV homepage.
Yeah, we also like to thank Eric Huffschmidt, who, I guess, donated materials to that event.
Yeah. Now, anybody that watches Wing TV knows that this is a talk show.
Right.
What we do is we come out and we talk about the things we like in the world. We talk about the things going on in our world.
And if you notice, we felt we had to remind people of that lately here a lot.
And we also talk about things that we don't like.
Uh-huh.
Now, in our eyes, nobody in the world should get carte blanche. That means the government shouldn't, the mainstream media shouldn't, and the alternative media shouldn't get carte blanche. That means nobody should be allowed to just do anything without having to substantiate it or getting caught on it. Now,
activists don't get carte blanche either.
Right. And it seems like hardly anybody in the alternative media is keeping everybody honest, and we have to do that. And as we said on our show yesterday, we're very hard on ourselves, and we're hard on others.
And just to respond, we don't think we're better than everybody else.
Of course not.
But we're trying to raise the bar.
Yeah.
And if you have a conscience, you have to raise the bar, because the way things are right now totally sucks.
Yeah. We need standards that are higher than the mainstream media. And since we mentioned Phil Jehan, once we asked him, should the alternative media have higher standards than the mainstream media?
And he said, no.
Well,
and then he said, I don't know.
Yeah. So what kind of response is that? So anyway, we're doing this show today with a heavy heart.
Yeah.
In fact, this is probably the most disappointed we've ever been since we started Wing TV, because someone that we had a whole lot of faith in, someone that we trusted, someone that we considered, and we still do consider, a good friend, is taking a turn for the worse.
Now, Victor and I don't have a lot of faith in many people, but we really like this person very much. We still like him.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate, though, that he's now aligning himself with 9/11 gatekeepers. And
sure.
And this has been the most difficult show that I've had to do so far.
Yeah. And, you know, we've brought this up to other people. We've explained what's going on. And it seems like this individual, his name's Chris Emery, is being seduced by the 9/11 gatekeepers. And again, I'll ask, when you see somebody going down a dangerous path, what do? Do you stay silent, or do you try to draw them back and show them that they should get back on the path of truth?
And the worst thing about it is that Chris Emery, who is with the Oklahoma City Bombing Investigative Committee, OKBIC, Chris Emery knows damn well that these people at 911truth.org are gatekeepers.
Right.
He knows this.
Yeah.
And I have proof because of emails he sent to me.
Yeah, and we're going to get to them in a little bit. And we've tried talking to Chris Emery about this, especially in the last few days. And we don't know if this is the case per se or not. But has somebody gotten to him, or, as someone told us, has he been seduced by these gatekeepers?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a good example of this would be, first of all, let me give you an analogy. Is what if there was a band of arsonists, and they went around the city setting fire to all the buildings, okay? Then there was another group of people that tried to have these arsonists arrested and convicted. But every time they tried to do something, there was a third group that was protecting the arsonists, okay? So the group was covering for the arsonist stopped all of the progress. Well, one of the people in your group that was for the good, what would happen if they started siding with the cover-up artists?
Helping them set fires.
Yeah. How would you feel about that? Well, this is what we're faced with right now. And another example would be, when we talk about this seduction, is what if there was a talk show host on AM radio, say out in Dayton, Ohio? He's making $35,000 a year. He's making a living, but nothing spectacular. But then the powers that be, the New World Order, they see that this guy has some value, that they can use him. So they send him 2 round-trip tickets to New York City. They wine him and dine him, put him in a big hotel, get him a limo, and they say, hey, do you like this kind of lifestyle? Well, if you do, why don't you come over and side with us? Well, the big question we have to ask right now is, why is Chris Emery aligning himself with the 9/11 mafia? Why?
Right. Chris Emery had told us months ago that he was going to be going to Ground Zero, and subsequently we announced that on our show. We're very proud to stand with Chris Emery, as we feel he's an unimpeachable source and a great person. Now he has changed his tune, and he's going to be hanging out with the gatekeepers in Colorado, Mr. Mamby Pamby, Michael Woolsey,
right,
of Colorado 9/11 Visibility.
Now he told us that the reason he's going there is that they're buying him a round-trip ticket, and they're also going to put him up. Now, Wing TV here, we don't have money to buy round-trip tickets for anybody.
And when we put someone up, we put them up on our couch. We can't afford a hotel room, and we don't have just friends who have big houses where we can give them free accommodations.
Yeah. Now, we've been talking to Emery about this last week, and in an email to us, he said that not only did he respect us, but that he respects the people in the 9/11 Truth Mafia, the now, war criminal.
That remark right there is enough to send me up the wall. That right. drives me crazy because I don't know how, in good conscience, a man like Chris Emery, who does have a conscience, can respect people who are perpetuating a criminal cover-up of mass murder.
We have no respect whatsoever, and it's like the people that are covering up for the arsonists. That's what the 9/11 Truth Mafia, that's what these war criminals are doing. They're covering up for the criminals, and a perfect example of how blatant they are is, Chris Emery told this ourselves. When we're down at the D.C. Truth Convergence, the day after we left, they had some seminars. Well, Emery was talking about ordinances, that's explosives, in the Alfred P. Murrah building in Oklahoma City. Well, one of the 9/11 Mafia members, Jan Hoyer, was in attendance. When she heard Emery say that, Emery said that she rolled her eyes and then stormed out of the room
because
she didn't want to hear this kind of stuff. Now, Jan Hoyer is also the one that deleted all of our pictures off of the OKC photo gallery. And when we had our 14-foot banner down there in D.C., mm-hmm. not one picture was included. Now, that's the same thing the mainstream media does. They exclude information from you. That's the role of a gatekeeper, and Jan Hoyer should be embarrassed, ashamed.
Speaking of Jan Hoyer, Michael Langston remembers her, because he was at the OKC event back in April, and he remembers her confusing the numbers of the planes that hit the buildings on 9/11. I mean, how familiar are these people with the information if they can't get the plane numbers right?
Yeah, well, that's just like Janice Matthews. She's organizing an event in somewhere in Kansas City, I believe, in the fall. It's another 9/11 gatekeeper event. Why send her a copy of 9/11 on trial? She hasn't even read it. So the crux issue she hasn't even read about, and another example of the blatancy of these gatekeepers was Kyle Hentz tried to worm himself into the speakers forum at the OKC event. Well, Chris Emery, that was before he had been gotten to, he flatly turned down Kyle Hentz, and here's some of the comments he made about Kyle Hentz.
Now, he also asked Victor, me, and John Kaminsky our opinions, our impressions of Kyle Hentz, and we did give our impressions, and that's why Kyle Hentz was not allowed to speak at the OK Speakers event, although he tried to get his
Yeah, Emery said he didn't want any gatekeepers at that event.
From a Saturday, March 19th email to me, Chris Emery said this about Kyle trying to worm his way in there. He said, I look at it one of two ways, and this is a real short menu to choose from. Either Charles, that's Charles Key, was blowing smoke up someone's rear end, and he pulled the email from Hentz and phone call he got from Hentz out of the clear blue, only to be followed up by his 10-minute conversation with me about him and what I thought of him, after which I hung up the phone and called you, he called me, within 45 seconds thereafter, asking your opinion of Mr. Hentz, or, B, Mr. Hentz is a pathological liar. And then he follows that by saying, Mr. Hentz is a moron.
Right.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah, and there's plenty of other things that he's said in these emails.
Yep, he said that he's a weenie, he's counterproductive and detrimental to the movement, and that he ass kisses with political movers and shakers and tries to ass kiss with members of Congress that don't give a rip about 9/11. I mean, this is what Chris Emery thinks of 9/11truth.org and Kyle Hentz.
Yeah.
He also calls Mike Rupert a weenie.
Yeah. Now, we understand that Emery and all of us have limited time and limited money.
Uh-huh.
So why, with his limited amount of time, is he siding with gatekeepers instead of truth tellers?
Right. Instead, if you have limited time and money, why don't you channel your efforts and energies toward the people who are trying to tell the truth rather than the people who are perpetuating the lie?
Now, on 9/11, he's going to go up there with Michael Woolsey. Anyone, if they go to the archives and listen to Michael Woolsey's interview that we did with him, we asked, Michael Woolsey said at one point, we don't really know what happened on 9/11. Guess what? We do know what happened. It was a controlled demolition. And all these 9/11 gatekeepers keep repeating this mantra. We don't know what happened.
We saw back in April with their OKC event that these people, at the Mafia, were trying to co-opt the OKC people. We saw this, and subsequently our names and website were removed from their press release and the flyer, and we said something about Bob Barr's presence being there, and we blame that totally on Charles Key.
Yeah, now we're going to get to Charles Key in a minute here, but first let's cover these other things. Woolsey also was the person that refused to denounce Kyle Hentz.
Right.
So what they do is they all keep together, they're all company men, and the reason why that they're trying to co-opt co-opt Emory and OKBIC is that this 9/11 Truth Mafia has been so discredited.
Right.
They've been so exposed as the phonies that they're trying to find someone that's squeaky clean.
Right. So
that's
now you have Chris Emory, who's Mr. Clean, shiny, yes, sparkly, a perfect example of a man with a conscience and an unimpeachable source. Okay, then you have 911truth.org, who they're not worth the paper to wipe your butt with.
Yeah.
Okay, and they need somebody to bolster their sagging, deflated credibility.
Yeah.
And so they hook up with Mr. Clean.
So what they're doing is they're using Chris,
right,
Emory, and he can't be this naive not to see it.
No.
But what Emory's doing is by attending their events and helping organize their events, he's supporting the gatekeepers. He's condoning what they're doing, and he's giving them credibility through his endorsement. That's inexcusable to be doing. Chris, you can't do that. Expose these people for what they are.
Right. You can't play both sides from the middle. You,
yeah,
have to get off the fence. Another issue is our website, the section on our website about OKC, which was created just for them.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're going to get to all that stuff. But as we said yesterday, anyone that sits in the middle of the road, and that's what Emory's doing. He's sitting in the middle of the road. He's trying to play both ends against,
yeah,
the middle. But you end up getting run over when you do that. And then we've warned him. We've warned him,
uh-huh,
countless
and
times.
And he's agreed with us.
And he does agree with us. But and there's so much evidence against these gatekeepers. Read what Nico Haupt's written. Go into our archives and read what we've done. It's all right there. Nobody can say that they didn't know.
Right. Rabbi Philo had a very good article, yeah, a few months back on the same subject.
Yeah. Chris Emory isn't a mindless idiot. He knows,
no,
that. And we have to wonder why he now is consorting with the enemy. We also asked Emory to do something about a controlled demolition that we're going to do sometime in the future as a project. He agreed with it right off the bat. He thought it was a super idea. But as everybody knows, the 9/11 Mafia never talks about controlled demolition. And now for some reason, they've gotten Emory. He makes excuses that he doesn't have time or that his cameraman can't get his camera or whatever. But does that mean there's only one camera in the whole city of Oklahoma?
The whole thing is they don't want have anything to do with anyone who has anything to do with us.
Yeah.
See? So you get the ultimatum there. If you're going to be with us, you can't be with them.
Right. Now, we place a lot of this blame also on a man named Charles Key. He's,
yeah,
been on the show before. And the first time we knew something was wrong with Charles Key was when, for the dinner right before the OKC rally and the speakers forum, he brought in a guy named Bob Barr. They paid $2,000 to have
CIA
Barr.
CIA guy, Bob,
yeah,
Barr.
Bob Barr was in the CIA for 7 years. They paid $2,000 to bring him in as an honorarium. They put him up at this swanky hotel. We saw the hotel.
Yeah, we went there to book his reservation.
Yeah, with Chris Emory.
Mm-hmm.
And we came out on a bus, and they're putting the CIA guy up at this hotel and give them $2,000. We also knew Key, there was something wrong with them when all of the advertising data, all the flyers and so forth, they took the name of Wing TV off of it right before the event.
And that whole rally was our idea to begin,
yeah,
with.
To start with. Now they said, now this is from Emory, he said Charles said that the reason why was because Bob Barr wasn't happy with our Zionist stance. Yet John Kaminsky's name,
yeah,
was left on, and John Kaminsky's written like 1,000 times more about Zionism.
And he's more abrasive in,
yeah,
his writing about Zionism than we are. So,
yeah.
But they left his on.
Right.
And then
so
they
the
also,
whole phony excuse.
They left his name on the press release, and then John Kaminsky ditched their event,
yeah,
and bailed out and didn't tell the truth about why he didn't go.
Yeah, exactly. So, so then when we did meet Bob Barr, we mentioned we were from Wing TV. He wasn't even familiar with it. Or either he's a real good liar, or he was like, Wing TV, what's that?
Yeah, so
who was telling the lies here? Somebody obviously was. It was either Barr or it was Charles Key. So, another thing that's really suspicious is that the OKBIC website has no links to all of the interviews that these people from,
right,
the OKBIC
now, let me get
did.
We created the OKC section of our website specifically for them,
right,
to put all their information about press conferences, events, and whatnot. We also did many interviews with OKC survivors and people involved on the committee. And the whole point of this, in mutual agreement of us and the OKBIC, was to get the information out to as many people as possible. Well, how come they're not linking to any of that information on their website?
Exactly.
I mean, they're defeating the sole purpose of putting it up there to begin with. They don't also direct people to that information when they go on radio shows, which is mind-boggling.
Yeah. These interviews are the best out there. It's coming right from the survivors and right from the researchers' mouths, yet there's no link to it. They also have no information about this book, chapbook that I wrote. It's called OKC Bombing, Elohim City Connection.
Right.
Michael Collins Piper said this is the most valuable piece of information about the OKC bombing, yet no link to it whatsoever. Somebody is doing a big job there of covering up this vital information, and Chris Emery says every time that Charles Key is the one in charge of it. Why is he keeping this information from the public?
We also noticed that they don't talk about the internal ordinances, the bombs in the buildings of the Murrah Building unless we pressure them to do so.
Yeah, Charles Key, right before the event. And Charles Key was a representative from the state of Oklahoma before he got voted out. And he gave a big press conference a week or so before the 10th anniversary. It was right in front of the Weeping Jesus statue. He had the mainstream media from Oklahoma City there, and not once did he mention the crux issue, the controlled demolition.
Yeah.
We're watching this video because Emery sent it to us. We're like, what's he doing? And he mamby-pamby through the whole thing, and he had his chance. He had his chance right in his hands. And again, he covered it up.
Perpetuating a lie hop.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's some mistrust within the members of the OKBIC itself for Charles Key.
Yeah.
In fact, we were talked to by somebody who's a member of that while we were in Oklahoma City back in April.
That was Hoppy Heidelberg.
Right, the dismissed federal grand juror.
Yeah, and he said that Charles Key approached him seeing if he would pay or contribute to bringing Bob Barr, the CIA guy, in.
And he was furious that he was there. I mean,
and
he had smoke coming out of his ears.
He said, no, absolutely not. Now, at this speaker thing, Bob Barr was the keynote speaker. And after he was done, he took some questions. And this was a dinner for the high rollers because Charles Key has political aspirations. He wanted to bring in some of the money people. So they threw him some softball questions to Bob Barr. Then Hoppy and Lisa and me started asking questions, and we're like banging it out for him. And finally, Bob Barr said that he believes the government's version of events. So Charles Key brought in a former CIA member that reinforced the government's explanation of location.
He paid a CIA guy to come in and defend the government, and Hoppy Heidelberg was furious about it.
Furious is to say.
And so were we.
Yeah. Now, Emery also told us that there was this big, we had the rally there, of course, on the anniversary. Charles Key wasn't there. He said, well, Charles Key didn't want anything to do with the rally.
That's what Chris Emery said.
Yeah.
So why is Charles Key disassociating himself from his own rally?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And as Hoppy Heidelberg said, when they brought Bob Barr in, who stood to profit from this? Now, did the truth stand to profit? Absolutely not, because Barr spit on the truth. Did the survivors or any of the people at the rally benefit from this? No. The only person who benefited out of the entire scenario,
or potentially benefited,
is Charles Key.
Yeah.
Because Bob Barr still has connections in D.C., and Charles Key wants to ride on his coattails. It's unbelievable. You know? And there's so many other things. Hoppy was talking about it taking so long to print up the big OKC book. Mm-hmm. Well, 3 weeks later, 9/11 happened, and it pretty much put that whole thing into the back. And
We know that Chris Emery doesn't call the shots when it comes to the OKBIC.
Yeah.
He's a very tireless worker. He's a great person, as I've said already. Charles Key is the one who calls the shots with that. And I think that he's leading them down the lie hop path of destruction.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because a lot of people believe in Charles Key and Chris Emery and the OKBIC's efforts to get the truth out. Well, then why the hell aren't you getting the truth out? And why are you siding with freaking gatekeepers?
Yeah, I spoke with a journalist out in Oklahoma last week, and I asked him about Charles Key and OKBIC, and he said this is the biggest joke there is anywhere. He says all the people in Oklahoma City are sick of Charles Key because all he does is sit on the fence here. He threatens to bring the hammer down, but then he mamby-pambies it, and it's been 10 years. This case is solved. Right here, look. This book, it's on the Wing TV homepage. You don't even have to buy it. It's free. The case is solved, and Charles Key is not bringing this information out. General Parton has all of the information about the controlled demolition of the Murrow Building. They're not talking about this stuff. Even Pat Shannon from the American Free Press was talking with us on Hoppy and saying he got a real weird vibe when they brought in
Bob Barr.
It's just inexcusable.
You know, we wanted to say something about all this back in April.
Yeah.
And the reason we didn't was because of our friendship and respect for Chris Emery.
That's right.
And for our respect for the truth and the bigger cause.
Yeah.
And so we kept our mouths shut because we didn't want to do anything that would take away from their event and all
right.
their efforts and their
That's
hard
right.
work. And so we kept our mouths shut. But over the last few months, we've sat back and watched and listened
okay.
and seen the way people are diverging off and going down the wrong path.
Right. And one last thing that Charles Key does is every time he gives a speech, he always brings up the Arab element.
Yeah.
It wasn't Arabs that did Oklahoma City. It absolutely was not. It was these people that were working for the ATF, the FBI, the CIA out of Elohim City. And ask yourself, how many these people were Aryans? They were white race purists. How many times do you see them working with Arabs? They don't. And what Charles Key is doing at every opportunity, bringing up the Arab element, is he's reinforcing the neocons, because the neocons want to wage war against the Muslim world, and by saying that there was an Arab that was John Doe number two or so forth, what he's doing is aligning himself with the neocons
yeah.
and diverting again away from the real solutions and answers.
And I guess with somebody who has potential political aspirations, it doesn't behoove him to just go out and talk about the truth.
Exactly.
Because if you talk about the truth, you don't end up back in some kind of position yeah. in the government.
Yeah. Now, as we said in the beginning of this show, we do this with a heavy heart.
Yeah.
We're going to appeal directly to Chris Emery and say, Chris, everybody knows that these people you're running around with right now are 9/11 mafia. They're gatekeepers. They're covering up the greatest crime ever committed against the United States of America, and you're aligning yourself with them.
Chris,
in good conscience, get away from
we
them.
We just want everybody to know we love Chris Emery.
He's
we
great.
Think he's an awesome person. But we really feel the need, and we've tried to contact him personally. He's avoiding us now. We've sent him emails. We've called his house. He's avoiding talking to us and answering the one question, which is, how can you say you respect people who are perpetuating a criminal cover-up
yes.
of mass murder? And he won't answer that
yes.
question now.
Yeah, the question is, why are you aligning yourself with gatekeepers?
And it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
It really does.
So, Chris, do something for the right. Do something that's good. Get away from them people. Denounce them like we are. The more people that denounce these gatekeepers, the better chance we have of getting at the truth.
Chris Emery was the one who said OKC and 9/11 must not go down in history as a lie. Well, then don't help them do it.
Yeah, they're covering up all of the lies that these psychopathic mass murderers did. Folks, we hope you understand what we're trying to do. What do you do when you see someone going down the wrong path? Do you let them do it? Do you let them plunge into the abyss? Or do you put out a hand and say, come on back, because there are people here that want the truth? We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. We're going to have Dara Neely. She's going to talk about the great, great Edgar Casey. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you then.